And I'd like to do pretty much what I did the first time, which is to choose a lighthearted theme. Last time I talked about death and dying. This time I'm going to talk about mental illness. But it has to be technological, so I'll talk about electroshock therapy. You know, ever since man had any notion that some of his other people, his colleagues, could be different, could be strange, could be severely depressed, or what we now recognize as schizophrenia, he was certain that this kind of illness had to come from evil spirits getting into the body. So the way of treating these diseases in early times was to, in some way or other, exorcise those evil spirits, and this is still going on, as you know. But it wasn't enough to use the priests. When medicine became somewhat scientific in about 450 BC with Hippocrates and those boys, they tried to look for herbs, plants, that would literally shake the bad spirits out. So they found certain plants that could cause convulsions. And the herbals, the botanical books of up to the late Middle Ages, the Renaissance, are filled with prescriptions for causing convulsions to shake the evil spirits out. Finally, in about the 16th century, a physician whose name was Theophrastus Bombastus Oracularis von Hohenheim called Paracelsus, a name probably familiar to some people here, good old Paracelsus, found that he could predict the degree of convulsion by using a measured amount of camphor to produce the convulsion. Can you imagine going in your closet, pulling out a mothball, chewing on it if you're feeling depressed? It's better than Prozac, but I wouldn't recommend it. So what we see in the 17th, 18th century is the continued search for medications other than camphor that'll do the trick. Well, along comes Benjamin Franklin. He comes close to convulsing himself with a bolt of electricity off the end of his kite. And so people begin thinking in terms of electricity to produce convulsions. And then we fast forward to about 1932, when three Italian psychiatrists who were largely treating depression began to notice among their patients who were also epileptics that if they had a series of epileptic fits, a lot of them in a row, the depression would very frequently lift. Not only would it lift, but it might never return.